This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world championship, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. By the way, breaking news on the Buccaneers. They have signed every one of their offensive starters to next season and every one of their defensive starters. They got all 22 of the starters coming back. Look out. Now, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget that we always offer a special shout out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, we also want to remind you that we salute everybody working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along. So follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch. Also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. Parler, we're on there as at the Captain's America. We have a Twitter account, at Captain's America. And then we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All of those things for you to take a look and see what we're doing, how we're doing it, and where we're doing it. Meanwhile, on the weekend edition, here is the man, the myth, the legend from California, IA, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. We've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go take the caller first. You ready?
Absolutely.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is this for me?
Yes. What's your name?
Oh, my goodness. My name is Joey. I'm from Florida.
Okay. What can we do for you?
I just have a question. I have never called in. This is I bartend. I am, like I said, I'm in Florida. We're open. But I have a question about a gun issue that I heard that Biden is trying to push.
Yeah.
If you're willing to talk about that.
Okay. Do you want us to tell you what's going on? We'd be happy to.
No, I'd actually be more interested in speaking my truth. And that would be he wants to, from what I've read, get rid of pretty much he wants to do no-knock warrants for gun owners to be able to take their guns.
That's all.
That's what I've read.
Yep.
So he wants to do that, but they want to get rid of no-knock warrants for criminals.
Yep.
And I'm just curious what your opinion is, and I can take it off the air. I really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
All right. And by the way, Kyle, everything he said is true. That's what Joe Biden wants to do. They're exploring the possibilities of doing it through an executive order. But the problem is they may do an executive order, which would immediately be challenged and fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. And the chances of it gaining any steam or any traction because of the way the young man just described it are between slim and none.
Well, that's right. But part of this, though, too, Captain, obviously, is to try to force the issue on gun control, and that's why the president is, we're finding out through his press secretary that he is intending to sign executive orders on gun control. And so, you know, they're trying, and even, this is so interesting too, because the president himself talked about the idea of timing, trying to get things done, you know, at the right time for each issue. But yes, they will try to, I think, force the issue to a great degree with this.
Well, here's the problem with gun control right now. I'm looking at the latest poll from Rasmussen polling, and in the wake of the two mass shootings, with President Joe Biden calling for Congress to pass new gun control laws, nearly two-thirds of the registered voters do not believe that these tragedies are preventable and do not believe any gun legislation that would come up would stop them. So, number one, he's wasting his time. That's number one. Number two, in the state of Florida, we just had the HB 259 bill, which restores the private property rights of religious institutions and the self-defense rights of people who go to church. If you have a weapon, guess what? You can take it to church. Now it goes to the Senate for an immediate vote next week. That will pass. DeSantis will sign it. And those who are licensed to carry a firearm for self-defense in Florida with a concealed carry permit can feel free to take their gun to church, to a movie theater, shopping, a business, or onto any other private property. This bill fixes all of that.
Well, very, very interesting indeed. And, of course, as you mentioned, Captain, that there's a lot of opposition to what the president might propose or want to use his executive order for. And really, that goes to the idea that so many gun owners perceive that gun legislation, gun control, as it's more commonly known for the Democrats, is not targeted at criminal behavior, but it does seem like it punishes lawful, law-abiding gun owners who have guns for, like you were just talking about, for actual protection in a very dangerous world.
And the problem that Joe Biden has is public opinion is not on his side. He may think it is on his side because of the people within his circle, but outside his circle, the people that are registered gun owners, the people that vote, they do not support what Joe Biden is trying to do. It's going to get him into even bigger trouble at the polls come the midterms than what he's already in. And here comes the music, so you hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, did anybody other than me see the senior moments, that's what they're calling them, suffered by Joe Biden during his press conference? Senior moments, my ass. We'll tell you what's going on. And again, they don't want to talk about it. I've even got somebody on one of these networks that I'm on that says, oh, no, it's not dementia. No, no, it's just senility. No, it's not. It's a medical condition. You can see it unless you're blind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, announcer girl. And you are back on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country. Thank you for tuning in wherever and however you're listening to us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, which is part of my integrated health plan that keeps my body in tune, if you will, because of the injury that I suffer with my left foot and leg and ankle, where I almost lost it at the World Trade Center. And as a result, they put a replacement ankle in there, which creates some problems because I can tell you when it's going to rain, number one. But number two, my leg does swell up a little bit from time to time. And if I wasn't taking Relief Factor, I would have to be taking some of the stuff that I did before, which was narcotics, and I didn't like it. It made me woozy when I wasn't supposed to be. So now I'm taking something that's 100% drug-free, that it goes right straight to the source of the pain. It either eliminates it altogether or lowers it and makes it tolerable. And it also takes care of the inflammation that I have from time to time. Now, the product in here, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what work for me and work for you too. Now, it's also 100% botanical and a fish oil product, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process to speed up and go along too. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, $19.95, and you get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. You've got a little tutorial you can look at. You can see all the different products that they have to offer because they have other things as well. $19.95 for the Relief Factor, and it's available by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose? But pain. And welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
Okay. Joe Biden suffered his worst senior moment during the press conference. Now, the reporters are letting that slide
And something else that I noticed last night watching my friends over at Newsmax, and in particular Greg Kelly, they were showing how MSNBC and CNN altered the video to take out his slurring moments and his forgetful moments and his deer-in-the-headlight moments to make it look like he was in full command of that press conference, and he was not.
No, not by any stretch. It was, there are many pauses, you know, as you're talking about. There's a lot of times when he was sort of staring off, and it's sad. It's not something that we revel in, but yes, if the things were edited to make it look more as if things were much more upbeat or fast-paced, then that's not the same press conference that the rest of us watched.
Well, Joe Biden had his first press conference, and let me tell you something, Kyle, it'll be the last one he'll have for quite a while. Mark my words. Now, if it wasn't scripted, it would have been an unmitigated disaster. It was bad. Train wreck territory. And his staff orchestrated the whole thing to the max. He rambled about the border and immigration. He prevaricated on gun control, opting instead to talk about infrastructure. And then there was the filibuster, which took up the majority of the press conference. The filibuster of all things. It was here where Biden suffered the most pronounced senior moment thus far that I have seen. He had a cheat sheet. He had a picture of each reporter on it. He had X's drawn through some of the pictures, which meant, don't call on this guy or girl, right?
Oh, that's right.
And,
yeah.
he also had them in a numerical order. And what happened to him and why he got confused, of all things, was he got out of the numerical order, and then he got confused.
Yes, it was apparent, and I don't think we've ever seen a president.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, bring up a binder or note cards and in that regard, because, again, presidents have to be able to speak extemporaneously. Presumably, presidents are constantly being briefed on all these different issues, and they're engaged in so many of these different issues, just as a matter of course is a day of business as being the president of the United States. But yet Joe Biden would not be able to have a completely extemporaneous conversation about all this wide range of topics that the American people have elected him to deal with all the time.
Do you want to venture a guess on why he had pictures of the reporters to call on?
Well, probably, so that he would know which way to point, probably.
And yeah. What does that remind you of? Ronald Reagan, the last couple of years of his presidency, remember what happened to him?
Right, right.
Okay, when I say dementia, I mean dementia. Now, the other thing is, Joe Biden is losing it right in front of us. He's losing it. We can see it. The new line for the Democrats is that the filibuster is a relic of the Jim Crow era. Really? Which is historically an illiterate point. By the way, Obama made that point, so why not get rid of it? Well, Biden had a long pause on that one, but not before we found clips that I saw yesterday of Biden and Obama in 2005 defending the filibuster so retroactively they're supporters of Jim Crow and racism. And
well,
it's unbelievable.
It really is. And unfortunately, that's the kind of thing that is rolled out when they know that they don't really have a great argument, so they're going to frame it as a racist argument because of the tumult that we have seen in recent times in this country, and they're trying to capitalize on that. But again, they wouldn't be saying any of this if they didn't feel as though it was the one thing that one component of making sure that they stay in power or that they constantly vilify and demonize so many Americans, and not just the other side, quote unquote, in the Congress, but so many Americans as well. They are working so hard to make sure that we stay divided, Captain. It's so obvious.
So are we just going to let this slide?
No.
No, we aren't, because no. We won't. But the Democratic media complex will, though they have to know that yesterday's press conference was rough. Let's go back to the phones here. I think this is Eric in Seminole. Is that you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Now, tell me, before you start, now I realize that all you could do was pretty much hear what was going on, but
right.
Would you agree with what we're talking about here?
Absolutely, and that's what prompted my call. This is, in my opinion, in my paraprofessional opinion here.
You're also been in a medical combat medic. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got T-shirts to prove it. Yes, sir.
That's right.
That. Here's the thing. This is not necessarily an elderly issue. This is a national security issue that we're facing with the cognitive decline of the President of the United States. Regardless, in my opinion, if the Vice President, Kamala Harris, is, installed as, replaces him as president, that's its own separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is a national security issue. If a person, an elderly patient, looks at it, let's say a picture of a golf club, it's a golf club,
mm-hmm.
and they look at that picture, I forget the exact terminology, the exact nomenclature of it, they look at a picture and they can tell you everything tangentially related to that picture, but cannot identify the specific item in the picture,
mm-hmm.
there's some issues going on as far as cognitive ability and decline. It's something
yeah.
naturally happens. If a president has difficulty, let's be honest, if a president has difficulty walking or stumbling or whatever, let's reminisce of a la Gerald
right.
Ford, or late President Gerald Ford. That's one thing, okay? If somebody's got, they trip and fall, they're wheelchair bound like FDR. That's one thing. But we're dealing with cognitive ability,
yeah.
and that makes one susceptible to outside influence, and emotional and, cognitive, abuse abuse necessarily.
But when you see pictures of reporters, okay, to call on in numerical order, and the pictures are there, he might not remember who he's supposed to be calling on. So, in my opinion, the picture was there to make sure he picked the right person.
He has severe, severe decline in short-term memory,
yep.
which my late grandmother passed with Alzheimer's, about 20 years ago,
yep.
and she couldn't remember anything, but she could tell you what she had for dinner in 1929,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense as a young girl. It's the weirdest thing, but this is a national security issue, and whoever has the football, so to speak, should be guarding that by any means necessary, and then some. And that's my two cents. Thanks for taking my call,
sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Semper Fi.
Thank you. Semper Fi to you, too. And, Kyle, I'm telling you, he knows his stuff.
Oh, he really does. No, absolutely. Eric has so many good points there. And the national security aspect is going to get worse. The what he's talking about is certainly the level of anxiety, I think, that so many Americans have. Because, Captain, we don't know exactly what the next step could possibly be for somebody who is displaying these kinds of attributes. And so, yes, we have to be very careful and watch very carefully.
All righty, here comes the music. Hold that thought, and folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we are going to circle back with Jen Psaki and a little toe-to-toe she had with Peter Ducey yesterday. Wait till you hear this one coming up. We shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnation increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
By the way, next hour, bottom of the hour, we'll have an Edwards Notebook for you. In the meantime, this segment brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host. And I've been with them going on now about 17 and a half years, somewhere in that range. I'll have to look up the exact date, but I know that's how long it is. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own or you drive, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, they can handle it all. But where you save money is with a bundle, with your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy that Geico can also do for you. So you can either do that one of two ways. Go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a quote right there, right off the website for everything it is you want to get covered, and you'll see what they can save you. Or get the name and address and telephone number of your local agent and get it done that way. Whatever works for you. It worked for me, and it'll probably work for you, too, to save you money. After all, if you can save a few dollars here and there, especially on car insurance and homeowners and renters insurance, that's always a really good thing. All right, let's bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics again. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we had this little tete-a-tete going back and forth. Peter Ducey confronted Jen Psaki at the White House press conference, asking her if Fox News was snubbed and whether or not it was now administration policy not to call on them. Now, let's just listen to this little back and forth. It's about a minute long.
And just one more about yesterday. We noticed, starting at the end of the campaign and then into the transition and here at the White House, any time that the president has an event where he is given a list of reporters to call on. Fox is the only member of the five network TV pool that has never been on the list in front of the president. And I'm just curious if that is an official administration policy.
We're here having a conversation, aren't we?
Yes. But
and do I take questions from you every time you come to the briefing room?
Yes, but I'm
has the president taken questions from you since you came in, since you he came into office? Yes or no?
Only when I shouted after he goes through his whole list. And the president has been very generous with his time with Fox. I'm just curious about this list that he has given.
So
only member of the Five Network pool, never on it, dating back to when he resumed in-person events in Wilmington during the end of the campaign.
Well, I would say that I'm always happy to have this conversation with you, even about your awesome socks you're having on today, you're wearing today, and have a conversation with you, even when we disagree. The president's taking your questions, and I'm looking forward to doing Fox News Sunday this Sunday for the third time in the last few months.
Okay. Let's see what Chris Wallace does, because what he should do is what Peter Ducey did and say, why is it Fox News is not on your list of the... And by the way, who is the largest viewer-based news service of the five that we know about?
Well, I think it would be Fox.
That's right.
Sure, yeah.
That's right. So why would you not call on them? Especially Peter Ducey, he's not going to tear anybody up. He just wants to ask a question. You can either answer it or not answer it. And Joe Biden would go a lot further along the way, so would Kamala Harris for that matter, if they would take one question from Fox, one question from What America News, one question from Newsmax, one question from the Wall Street Journal, and get that out of the way, and then go along. And if they want to give all the follow-ups to their liberal people, fine, have at it. Because that one guy from, I think he was with the Washington Post, he must have had four or five follow-up questions.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, what they're doing by snubbing Fox and Peter Ducey in particular here, they are making it a thing. But it was interesting to me, Captain, because Jen Psaki decided
not to be confused with the drink.
Well, that's right. But yeah, she tried to sort of deflect it, mention his awesome socks that he was wearing or something like that, and then, shall I say, circle back to the idea that
Wait a minute. Hold it. Warning. Okay, circle back segment. Go ahead.
Circling back, well, to the idea that, you know, she's going, well, I'm going to be on Fox, and I have a conversation with you, even though we don't agree.
Oh, no. She said it was the third time she was going to be on Fox.
The third time she's going to be on
whoa,
Fox.
Whoa,
well,
whoa.
Well, la-di-da, but, you know, the idea is that, you know, there was a very specific question from Peter Ducey. The specifics of the question were when the president is given a list,
mm-hmm.
not when he has the chance to shout a question after he's called on everybody on the list, or the fact that he's in the daily briefing with Jen Psaki.
Mm-hmm.
So she just really tried to get out of that question as fast as she could, because he's got her dead to rights. They don't put him on the list. It's just that simple.
Now, I got a letter from Lindsey Nelson tonight, and I mean I got a letter from Lindsey Nelson, an email letter. Said, fellow patriot, I'm visiting our southern border today. I took a similar trip 6 weeks ago to see firsthand the unfinished border wall and the housing facilities for unaccompanied minors. I'm very concerned at how quickly the whole situation has deteriorated. This case is obviously a crisis. No matter what the word the Biden administration wants to use, thousands of illegal immigrants are crossing this border every day due to failed Democratic immigration policies. Please join me in demanding that President Joe Biden reverse his failed immigration policies. Sadly, President Biden seems to have one guiding principle on immigration: undo everything President Trump accomplished. From ending the construction of the border wall to ending the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers, President Biden has overturned numerous successful immigration policies of the Trump administration that worked for the 4 years President Trump was in office. Democrats' open border policies have created national security and humanitarian crises. It's shameful, and it must stop now before it gets even worse. Demand that Joe Biden reverse his failed immigration policies. Thank you for your support. Sincerely, Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. The phone number to call to raise hell with your senators, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's the number to call for your senators. Give them your zip code. You get your senator. It's that simple, 202-225-3121.
Yes, exactly right. And you know, Captain, it's the height of propaganda, and those who would carry the water for those who want to put out some kind of propaganda that somehow President Trump caused this problem.
And, no, he didn't.
And we're trying to solve this problem. Well, guess what? This problem wouldn't exist as it stands at this moment in time if it was not for President Biden reversing those policies, opening the floodgates, sending the wrong message ad nauseum here. That's a political issue, but the real human disaster, human crisis is happening in the pictures that are now coming out. Ted Cruz and I believe Lindsey Graham and many other senators actually went to these places.
17.
They have horrific stories to tell. This is a real thing happening to real people, and it is the failed policy of the Biden and Harris administration.
Yeah, and then you had Ilhan Omar down there with a couple of her losers, and she was talking about what she was seeing in a totally different vernacular, like as if she didn't see what the Republican senators saw.
Well, of course not, because...
And they blame Trump for what they were seeing.
Well, of course. But the American people aren't stupid. They don't believe this kind of stuff.
Well, they elected Ilhan Omar, didn't they?
Well,
somebody was stupid up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, but generally speaking, they see this and they know that they're trying to lead us down a different path here.
Yeah, and I don't want to insult every one of my good friends up there in Minnesota, but damn, you people need to wake up and stop electing fools like that. They're destroying the country. Can't you see that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, she's particularly damaging. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they needed to vote her out the last time. They need to vote her out this time when she comes up for reelection in 2022. Get rid of her. And the time to, again, I'll do my little stump speech. The time to get involved, the time to get organized is right here, right now, today, tonight, whatever. Find out where your local Republican Party or patriotic group, whatever it wants to be called, Trump group, America group, Patriots, United, whatever the heck it is, get involved in one of those groups, and by God, pick up the torch and go out there and get doing what needs to be done to bring this country back to its senses.
Well, that's right. Real election reform benefits everybody. Democrat free-for-all.
Speaking of which, great segue, my friend. We're going to talk about election reform when we come back.
That's right.
Yep. All right. We'll be right back, folks, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when I talk about election reform, I mean election reform. It's in the works right now. And congratulations to Georgia. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com. America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. It's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. The first one of the night is going to tell you all about the weather on the Redidio, where it's at. We still got a bunch of severe weather out there. They've been having tornadoes bouncing around in northern Georgia and parts of the Carolinas, and now this weather's gone up the East Coast and is headed up into New England, upstate New York. But we'll get into all that after we tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Remember, just pull on in to the Pilot or the Flying J. Tell them you were listening to me, the Captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice, free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club, too, because you will be able to get a bunch of points for whatever you buy at the fuel island in terms of fuel, in the restaurant in terms of food, and in the trucker store in terms of supplies. That adds up. You can use it to save on future purchases, or you can use it to get free gifts in the truckers Truckers Club catalog. Now, here we go. We're going to crank it up and fire it up, and away we go.
They say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just one old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal,
The theme from Smokey and the Bandit several years ago. We always heard that movie was going to be coming back. I want to bring Kyle into here, but I haven't heard anything lately of you.
No, I haven't, but, you know, of course, hearing Jerry Reed with that song, that's just, it never gets old. That is just a real classic.
Yeah, and when I hear that, you know what I think about?
What's that?
Fred sitting on the front seat.
Yeah, that's Fred, and eating a hamburger. He's
yep.
dying of hamburger. That's
yep.
good.
Yep. All right, well, let's get into the weather here because, folks, we do have some weather out there to talk about, and here we go. Severe storms and flash floodings expected in the Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys today as the big remnants of the big bad weather systems with the tornadoes in them starts to find its way up and out to sea up the East Coast. But as another potent storm system moves across the country, severe storms will be possible again along the lower Mississippi Valley through the Tennessee Valley on Saturday into early Sunday. Now, all hazards will be possible, including large hail, dangerous winds, and, of course, the deadly tornadoes that have been occurring. Now, heavy rainfall across these regions is also expected to lead to dangerous flash flooding. We've got a number of reports of flooding. We'll get into all that when Kyle gets done telling you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're seeing, of course, what was a low-pressure system that came through California, Southern California, is now pushed off into the east. We've got high-pressure building, which means we're going to have a warm-up here in Southern California over the weekend. Wind advisories are off the map now for Southern California. However, those wind advisories didn't just go away. They went somewhere else, evidently, but they went to places like Southern Oregon, up near 395, near Klamath Falls, Lakeview, I should say. And so as you're traveling there, be very careful. We also have high wind watches in northern Oregon and southern Washington. If you're coming across I-84 in the Pendleton area, also up in Pasco on I-82, you've got a high wind watch. This is going to go all the way over through northern Idaho and all through northern Montana tonight, Captain. We have high wind watches and fire weather watches through most of the state of Montana. Specifically, of course, if you're heading along I-90 near Butte or if you're near Great Falls, you've got this to contend with tonight. High wind watch as well in southern Wyoming near Laramie, also near Elk Mountain along I-80 and along I-25. That's where all those high wind watches went. Up near Seattle, we've got a winter weather advisory tonight. Looks like they might get rain, perhaps it looks like on Sunday.
Going over Snoqualmie, there's a winter weather watch.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So anybody up there on I-90?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map tonight. Other than these very, very important high winds and high weather watches up in the northern part of the United States, Montana, and going over into the Midwest as well, Captain.
Well, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of the states covered with a high weather or a high wind watch right now with winds gusting to 25, 35 miles an hour. A fire weather watch has also been posted in those states. Meantime, moving over into Minnesota, you've got a fire weather watch to the east of Minnesota and up to the Canadian border and down towards the Wisconsin line. But Duluth, the upper part of Duluth, Minnesota, up to Canada and up there off the Great Lake, you have got a winter weather advisory. It's going to be snowing up there. And by the way, the temperature is below freezing, so no problem with that happening. And then we do have some wind warnings on Lake Michigan right now, and I'm going to use that as a buffer to come back down into the south because along the Mississippi River in Arkansas, a lot of flooding areas going on there, low-lying areas. In Tennessee right now, we have heavy rain that's still coming down, central part of the state, all the way up into the boot, up towards Bristol, Tennessee. And I'm wondering, and Kyle, I know they're supposed to have a race there. But if it's raining, do you want to race in the mud with those cars? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see what's going to happen there, because they've got flash flood warnings and watches all through there, leading just about up to the front door of Bristol, Tennessee. So who knows what's going to happen. By the way, northern Alabama, you've got flood watches and warnings and heavy rain up in that area. Across the central part of Georgia tonight, you've got unsettled weather conditions, the possibility you could have some big storms fire up because of conditions that are still there. Now, down in Florida, from about Live Oak all the way over to New Orleans, you've got on I-10 dense fog. That fog's coming in off the Gulf of Mexico, and it's going to stay with you all the way over to New Orleans. And then west of New Orleans, about halfway across, right around Baton Rouge, as I like to call it, all the way over to Beaumont, Texas, and maybe even into Houston, you're going to have areas of dense fog, patchy fog, once you get west of Beaumont and down towards all the way down to the Mexican border down there. You've got patchy fog all along the Gulf. Now, moving up the East Coast, up in upstate New York, I-87 north to Lake George all the way to Quebec, you do have rain up there tonight. You got rain in northern Vermont, rain in northern New Hampshire, snow way, way, way up above Presque Isle and Caribou, Maine, up in that little tip of Maine up there. And you got a gale warning all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey tonight. So it's going to be windy, and it's going to be just... the weather, please be careful when you're out and about, especially with the rain. And by the way, when you get into flooding conditions, and there's going to be lots of it, especially on these secondary roads, turn around, don't drown. Do not drive through water when you can't tell how deep it is. You have to assume, and by the way, for you people that don't know, 6 inches of water will move a fire truck. I know it. I've had it happen to me. 6 inches of moving water will move a fire truck. So imagine what it'll do to a semi or a car.
Well, that's absolutely right. As you said, turn around and don't drown, and simply avoid that, because you never know really how deep that water really is.
Yeah. And again, the Gulf of Mexico right now, from right about Live Oak all the way across, we've got the heavy fog, the dense heavy fog with drizzle in it coming in off the Gulf. And it's up on I-10 right now, so it's going to make driving up there a little bit interesting.
Exactly right. Yep.
Okay, tell us real quick about the Flying J and why you want to go in there, Kyle.
Well, Captain, the pilot and Flying J, of course, they have a free cup of coffee for you if you go in and tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, you're going to find out that they have great food options, including Denny's, Huddle House. Also, you could find a McDonald's. There's all kinds of different things you're going to find. They also have the Drivers Club. This is the most important thing that you can do. You can join the Drivers Club. You can download the app. They've got a whole new app coming on March the 30th.
Yep.
Which has all kinds of new stuff, so check it out, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we'll be right back after the top of the hour, folks. The news and the local stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, and Kyle and I will be right back. And when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. Remember that big old cargo ship over there? It's still stuck. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.